Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
He tells you to be alert and be awake. Know the wiles of the enemy. He's coming after you whether you like it or not. He'll come with sickness. He'll come with lies and deception. He'll come with financial situations. He'll come with whatever he can. Addictions, he'll bring them. He'll bring anything. He doesn't care. And he'll use anybody. He will use family members. He will use ministers. He will use a pope. Give him the chance. I'm not going anywhere with that. I don't want any letters. I was born and brought up Catholic. Amen. Thank God for Catholics, because I was born and bred a Catholic, and I learned about Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. But look at that. You see? Now look at that one. You see that? Unsuspecting little animal. But it's Bambi. Yeah, well, Bambi gonna die. That's the way it is. That's just the way it is. And you might be the sweetest, nicest little Bambi in church, but if you're in the dark, he's going to get you. You have to get in the light. And who? John said it to me. Brother John sitting there. He said, if you don't have the Bible in your hand, you better make sure you got the Bible in your heart. Wow. Boom. I said, I'm going to teach that. That's the truth. You got to have the word in your heart. Miss Ina's back. God bless you. Hello. Wow, that's absolutely amazing. God bless you. I'm so glad you're back. And so, you see how he does that? You see how he's crouching there? He doesn't, listen. Oh, but he won't hurt me. I've done nothing to him. He's going to get you. If you're a child of God, he's out to get you. But I won't harm him. He'll leave me. But I'm just a young girl. I'm just a young lady. I'm just a young man. I've just come out of college. He's not going to worry me. He's waiting. He's watching. He's hoping you're in the dark. He's looking to devour you. And if he can devour you, he's not going to say, well, we'll give you another chance. Go back to school. Go to Bible college. When you know a bit more about the word, come back to me. We'll try it out again. He's going to get you. He's after every person he can get. He hates us because we created the way he wanted to be created, in the image of God. He wanted to be God. When he saw us being created, that's it. Amen. And then we found out that the pride, a bunch of lions, is called a pride. How many of you know it's a pride? And we know that Satan fell through pride. Wanted to be like God and God. Amen. And so one of the greatest things about the devil, one of his greatest means of getting people is through religious traditional thinking. People that have got a religious mind, traditional mindset, he's destroying left, right, and center. There are people that are believing you can be saved after you die. Huge denominations, I'm talking monstrous, believe you get saved after you die. That's a lie from the pit of hell. That is one of his wiles. Let me tell you what, he will come with religion and look so right and look so good, but if you don't know the word, you're in the dark, he's gonna pounce. He will pounce on you without hesitation. And religion, I'm telling you, if you're a traditional religious type of person, you know, think about this. Mark 7. Let me show you this. Mark 7. How many of you believe, before you look there actually, how many of you believe that God's word is all powerful? Right? Okay. Well, let's look at that. Making the word of God of no effect. This all powerful word become non-effectual in a person's life. How? Through a tradition which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Your traditional religious mindset can stop God healing you, blessing you, protecting you, saving you. There it is. You've all got Bibles, right? That's a New King James. I got it out. I wanted to show you in the Voice translation. He says, do you think God wants you to honor your traditions that you have passed down? This is only one of the many places where you are blind. This is only one of the many places where you are blind. Let me tell you something else. Do you know that the Bible says in Galatians 5:9 and 1 Corinthians that he says this. He says, a little leaven. Leaven's a whole lump. Well, what does that mean? We're all bakers, yes, so? You take bread, well, you take flour and all the yeast and all that kind of stuff, and you mix it and you do it. But until you put a little leaven in, you're going to have flatbread, right? You put the leaven in and the whole lump rises, the whole loaf. Is that correct? He says a little bit of leaven, a little bit of leaven causes a whole lump to rise. I thought about that and I studied it out. What is he talking about? And if you go to Matthew 16, 6 and 12, you know what he says? He first tells him, he tells him in Galatians 5, 9 and 1 Corinthians, he tells him that a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Then in Matthew, where I just told you, in Matthew, he says the leaven is a doctrine of the Pharisees. Read it for yourself. The leaven is the doctrine of the Pharisees. And a little leaven leavens a whole lump. Do you know when you earn money, you get the money in your pocket. It might have come from a prostitute, might have been from a gang leader, might have been from a drug addict, could have been from a hitman, could have been anywhere that money came from. Is that correct? I mean, seriously, you got that money in your pocket. And God calls money like that filthy lucre. Money is not bad. It's a love of money that's bad, right? He calls it filthy lucre. But he says, if the first part be holy, with a tithe, the tenth that you were talking about, if the first part be holy, the whole lump becomes holy. So you bring filthy lucre to the altar, and it goes out the holy tithe. And it changes your 90%. And that's why you can prosper so much. So when you give to God, He sanctifies it. He makes it holy. You understand? So if the first part be holy, the whole lump be holy. A little bit of leaven leavens a whole lump. And then he says, the leaven is a doctrine of the Pharisees. Now the Pharisees were the most learned people of the day. He says their doctrine is like that leaven and it's going to contaminate everything. You can stop God's word in its tracks. As powerful as it is, because the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword to those that receive it. To those that reject it is not sharper than anything. To those that reject it, it becomes a thorn in their side. Oh God, you better watch out here. Amen. So I just wanted you to know. And then I've got all these things about the lion's roar, which I will bring next week. I said this week I would, but I'll bring it next week. Because what I want to do is pray for our children, yes, and pray for our teachers, pray for our bus drivers, pray for our school. How many of you think that's a good idea? So if somebody, what's the time? I've still got a few minutes. Okay, so I want to give you a couple of simple examples of the enemy's roar. All right, you want to hear the enemy roar? And incidentally, I'm going to show you, you can roar for the enemy at yourself. You can do his dirty work to yourself. He comes and he pretends that you're broke. And you say, I'm broke. To yourself? Did you get it? I'm sick. Come on. I can't do it. I'm black. I'm white. I'm male. I'm female. I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm stupid. You might laugh at that, but how many of you people talk to yourself like that? Come on. And he's the one giving you a false identity of who you are, who in actual fact, who you're not. He comes to tell you you're sick when God said you're healed. And when you say I'm sick, it's him. He's deceived you. Deception. Your enemy. Remember, he goes around like a roaring lion. He is not a roaring lion. He's been declawed and de-teethed. Yeah. Jesus took his teeth out, pulled his claws out, slapped him on the hind and said, now go. Right? Now it's up to us to take authority over that little slew foot. Come on. And then someone comes to you and says, your child is ADD. Because if God's right, how can he be right as well? I'm telling you, there are children. Now, if you've got kids, I mean, when I was in South Africa, if we were where we are in the world today, because it's a different world, even in South Africa, I would have been on medication coming out the wazoo. Because I would have had AD, AD, BBC, AG, AG, HR, JK, LMX, Z. I would have gone all the way to Z. I was insane, according to today. I'd be nuts. I'd probably be in a white jacket. I'm not joking. They just so quick to label your children. Don't let anybody label your children. Don't let them label your children. Don't let them label you. Never forget this. In the garden, God said to Adam, he said, Adam, he has all the animals. Name them. He said, lion, monkey, ape, giraffe, kangaroo, all those things, right? Yeah. And what he named them, they were. They became, right? Yeah. He had, because Jesus, when God stood out and he looked over the darkness and the Holy Spirit was hovering, who was there to listen to his words? Nobody. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are God anyway, right? There were no people standing around.
No.
So he spoke and he said, light be. Why? Because we got creative words. God's got creative words. He speaks things into effect, right? Do you all agree with that? Yeah. God said 10 times in Genesis 1, 10 times. God said, God said, God said, God said. He's not short on vocabulary. He's trying to teach us something. God said every time. And then he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness, just like us. Then he said, what you say, good or bad, death or life will come to pass. So God spoke life. Adam spoke into the animals and they became those animals. And then the fall came, and from the fall, everything, instead of us naming everything, everything's trying to name us. Sick, broke, miserable, you name it. And we're being named, shouldn't be that way. Jesus came back. He came back to destroy the works of the devil. He's done the job. It's complete. It's finished. And now stop allowing the world and the television and the doctor and the psychiatrist and the bank manager and your spouse or the pastor. Stop allowing them to name you. You do not accept that junk. You do not accept the fact that your kids are going to grow up to be this way and that. You do not accept it unless it's a godly word and they say they're going to grow up to be a mighty man or woman of God. But when they come and say your child's got this and this, learning disabilities and all this, you stand against that word. Now, I know there are some instances where through the birth, through the curse, people have been handicapped in certain areas of their lives. But I'm telling you something right now, you can still speak, you can still call, you can still demand, you can still change situations. There are no hopeless situations. God Almighty, God is humongously big and loving and caring. Amen. Come on, there's no hopeless case. There's not one hopeless, none of you in this place, none of you are beyond help. Not one of you are beyond help. Oh, but the doctor said we can do no more. We agree. You've reached your limit. You can't do anymore. He's not lying.
Come on, teach yourself.
But God has not come near a limit. And just because he says we can't do anymore, that does not mean nothing more can be done. You've got to get God in on the scene. God will change it. I'm telling you, that's how we live. That's how we survive, Brother Joel. You see the miracle signs and wonders. We end up, sometimes it looks like, woo, they got to go down this time. But whoops, God props you up again. Come on. Stop allowing the enemy to name you. Stop naming yourself what you're not. Come on.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Good Country homestyle cooking is found at Crossroads Restaurant. Your place for beef and pork roast, chicken and dumplings, fried turkey breast with lots of veggies and salad bar. Family owned and operated since 1991, Crossroads Restaurant is open 5:30 to 2:30, Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 7 to 2:30. Takeout orders available. Crossroads Restaurant, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, located on Highway 70 at Posey's Corner, available at 863